We're celebrating America's 250th birthday. 250 years, a look back.
His father was one of the original settlers in Cushitalk and was killed by a Native American war party in 1763. He gave his own life in the American War for Independence, but the family's legacy was just beginning. I'm John Conway, Sullivan County historian and co-chair of the County Semiquincentennial Commission, and I'll have a look back at Moses Thomas II. Right after this.
The Sullivan County Semi-Quincentennial Commission and its sponsors, the Delaware Company, the Narrowsburg Union, and the Delaware Valley Arts Alliance, will hold the first ever Revolutionary War Film Festival, April 24th, 25th, and 26th at the Narrowsburg Union. Friday evening, April 24th, features the 1988 film April Morning with Tommy Lee Jones and Robert Urich. On Saturday evening, it is episode 4 of the Ken Burns documentary, The American Revolution, which includes shots of Fort Delaware. And on Sunday afternoon, the popular Mel Gibson Heath Ledger film, The Patriot, will be shown. Each event includes a social hour and Q&A in addition to the movies. Social hour starts at 6 p.m. on Friday and Saturday and at 2 p.m. on Sunday. There is no admission charge, but pre-registration is required. Seating is limited and tickets will be allotted in the order requests are received. Email the Delaware Company for more information. info@thedelawarecompany.org. That's info@thedelawarecompany.org.
Moses Thomas II was born in Connecticut in 1750 and came to the Upper Delaware Valley with his family 5 years later. His father, also named Moses, worked a farm on the Pennsylvania side of the river near present-day Milanville. He was killed by a Native American war party in October of 1763, ironically, not far from the very fort he had been instrumental in constructing. Moses II was the second oldest son. He grew up on the family farm and married Abigail Tyler from another of the original Cushitunk families in 1771, fathering three children. When the Revolutionary War broke out, he enlisted in the Continental Army and was stationed at West Point early in the war. Unhappy with his superiors, he hired a substitute and returned home to his family, which, like many from Cushitunk who had aligned themselves with the cause of independence, had relocated downriver to Minisink. When Joseph Brant and his band of Tories and Iroquois raided the settlement in July of 1779, Moses was among the first men to volunteer to pursue them. That pursuit led to the Battle of Minisink, a complete disaster for the militia, and Moses Thomas II was among those killed on the hilltop near present-day Berryville. His wife and three children survived him, and his son, Moses Thomas III, became a prominent man in Wayne County, Pennsylvania, serving as a county commissioner and a judge. His son, Chauncey Thomas, built the Berryville-Shohola Suspension Bridge in 1854, and his son, Chauncey Thomas Jr., graduated third in his class from the U.S. Naval Academy and became an admiral, serving as commander of the Pacific Fleet at the time of his retirement in 1912. A Look Back is a collaboration between the Delaware Company and the Sullivan County Semi-Quincentennial Commission, produced exclusively for Bold Gold Media. I'm John Conway.